Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My co-host is Greg Kot. And if you want to be among the first to hear these bonus podcasts, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon, like Liz Robertson. Thanks for your support, Liz. As you know, Greg and I always have so much music we want to share with people. It's ridiculous. We could do 3 episodes a day, every day, Mr. Kot, I believe. But a first, really, for these bonus podcasts, we're going to turn the mic over to our famous Christmas Kringle crate digger expert, Andy Surzan. Now, we played on the public radio stations and in the main podcast feed some real wonderful holiday finds for this year from Andy. The Reindeer Sessions was the name of this year's compilation. Here's a track we're going to give you as a bonus that was too much for most listeners. This is a true bonus. We'll dive into what that is in a second.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island, so we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
We're back with our bonus podcast with Andy Surzan, our very own Kris Kringle. This is a bonus track for the hardcore aficionados of Andy Surzan's annual Christmas show. What are you going to play for us, Andy?
Well, I intentionally left this show off the the broadcast version. There's a reason. You'll soon know why. I don't even know if it's a song. I don't know how to describe it, but this is about as weird as stuff gets, and I just literally couldn't put this out there with good conscience, even though it is on my mix.
Because you never know. Like, parents may be driving in the car with their kids listening on the radio. This is for the hardest of the hardcore.
Yeah, you got to really have a certain sense of humor to understand how completely obscure this track is. It's called Christmas in a Barn by a guy named Emil Bill, but his middle name is, according to the label, is Farmer. So Emil Farmer Bill. It's about a guy who, around the holidays, is wandering around his property, and as far as I could tell, he lives alone, and he decides he needs to go out to the barn and commune with his critters, and he has just the strangest take on stuff, and his vocal inflections are just odd. I hope people really look at this as a bonus and don't get mad. Don't go like, what are you trying to do?
Why are you bumming me? No. See, the Patreon subscribers and the bonus podcast, Andy, are for the true Sound Opinions aficionados who think they've heard everything. I guarantee you haven't heard this.
Okay, well, I just want to go on record as saying you guys made me do this.
We did. We twisted your arm.
Buckle up, folks. Here he is. Emil Bill, Christmas in a Barn.
Friends, I believe I shall always remember my last Christmas Eve on that little farm near Washington. The year is 1950. And it was my first Christmas Eve alone. I recall it was a cold, oh, bitterly cold, clear night. The kind of night, however, I love seeing on Christmas Eve. For millions of stars studded the clear heavens, set in a blue background, glistening jewels, like fine-cut diamonds. It was my usual custom each evening, just before retiring, to trudge out to the barn, just to see that all was well, to see that the stock was well bedded down for the cold night, that newborn calves and their dams were comfortable. It was on this particular Christmas Eve. I don't believe I'll ever forget it. The electric power was suddenly cut off for some reason or another. So I took the old kerosene lantern down off the shelf. Its chimney was always kept clean, its wick well trimmed. Once outside, the lantern swinging alongside of me made my legs look like a huge giant walking in the dark. The glow of the lantern sort of weaved a strange mystic wheel as I walked. Once inside the barn and holding my lantern high, the yellow glow of its flickering lantern, the light fell on cows fast asleep, and everywhere the pungent smell of hay and warm cow flesh. To my nostrils, friends, it was like rare perfume. I stood there for a brief moment in a silence that I most could hear. Looking all around me, I saw white tails of chickens that decked the stanchions like plumes fastened there and drooping like for some pageant long delayed. Gazing in another direction, I saw tiny paws of little baby kittens. Paws folded on the breast of the mother cat lost in sleep, lying by yonder wall. Through the clear space on yonder window, long laced of woven frost, too fine for gods. Queen Venus, it seemed, dropped her magic wand across a manger sweet with clover hay. To me, that Christmas Eve, a rich content was there, and overall a gracious royal presence seemed to sway mid misty halos of sweet earthiness. A newborn calf bleated in its sleep. The mother cow lowed softly. That animal assurance that all was well. A restless cow blew a deep, long, exhausted breath. And then all noises ceased with a silence that I most could hear. I turned, taking my last look at the quiet and comfort. And I left the barn, quietly closing the door, and slowly walked back to the house that I almost dreaded entering. For the first time in a good many years, I was alone on Christmas Eve. for the first time. And I stood there for one brief moment before retiring when the thought came to my mind. A barn. A stable. To my way of thinking, not such a mean or squalid place to be the cradle of the birthplace of the King of Peace. To me, not a bad place.
Oh, Farmer Bill, Christmas in a Barn. One of the strangest finds in 34-plus years from Andy Serzan.
And that's saying something.
Of Christmas obscure. Thank you, Andy. I know. No animals were hurt in the making of this bonus podcast, and it is all intended with a sense of humor. It would be a heck of a feat of reporting, Greg, but to choose 10 or 12 of the classic artists who've created really strange Christmas music that Andy's introduced us to. What became of them? What was their life story before? And what did they do? What did Emo Farmer Bill do with the rest of his life?
Well, yeah, or to have a camera in the whatever recording facility they were in, their family room, or you know, their the shack down the street or whatever.
Well, sometimes they were those.
How did
phono
they make
booths?
This record?
You would go into a booth and make.
What was the vibe in the studio?
My God. Well, thank you, Andy Serzan, for giving us one more Christmas tune. You can hear the main Christmas show for the year on our podcast feed, and hopefully you caught it on a public radio station. And we have many, many back in our catalog that you can stream as well. This bonus episode was produced, as all of them are, by Alex Claiborne, Andrew Gill, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our Columbia College intern, Lauren Holt. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott. Thanks for listening, and happy holidays.